allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can. I'm gonna give you what
you need. Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
No shit asses, we got Raekwon here, Brandon DiCamello, Joe Franz, Shit Goose, the Brandywine Eel, and me. And Mark. And I never fucking name drop or anything like that or drop ads, but I'm doing it now because the Veins Agenda is for sale on FilthyNote.com.
Wow!
And it has the making of their new video, which we did here at the house. And
directed by Bam Margera, ladies and gents.
And produced by Joe Fraud.
Well, go on.
And if you have a Mac or PC, you can check that shit out. So,
well, what else would you have?
Well, it's only $12.98. And you get a free poster.
Okay, what I want to know is, here's what I want to know. When we pulled up today, okay, there's Ryan Dunn in Bam's Lambo pulling out of the driving, pulling out of the parking lot. Like, where are you going? Why are you driving this car? Everyone knows you're not supposed to be driving that fucking thing because we know what you're going to do to it.
Yeah, why are you letting him drive?
And he's like, oh, I'm going up to get a gas cap for the what happened, dude? Why don't you have a gas cap
for
your Lambo?
Oh, yeah. Some fuck face at FDR stole the gas cap when I was skating, and they're like $500 gas caps just because it says Lamborghini on it. So
I still trip out that you drive the Lambo to FDR.
isn't that going to bottom out?
And not to mention, it's like getting really cold, so he's taking to get the roof put on, which takes like an hour, and then he's finding the gas cap at this BMW at his buddy's place. So I let him take the Lambo for the first time, and I'm really scared because we just played at Tattersall Golf Course, and I saw like six different packs of deer on the way home, and Tattersall's 4 miles away.
Hey, dude, listen. When Ryan Dunn is driving your Lamborghini, deer in the road is the least of your fucking worries, dude.
That guy's great. He's great at driving. He's great at driving other people's nice cars. That's like his job.
He's not bad.
Dude, he drives my shitty cars and fucks them up. Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, you're crazy.
I don't know, man. With my luck, a deer will jump out.
Don't say it. Knock on wood.
No, suck that wood.
Suck that wood, Ray.
Suck on wood for Ryan's safety.
Dude, if Raekwon wasn't alive, then Deco wouldn't have a career. Half of his songs are just about Raekwon getting fucked up the ass and sucking dicks and shit.
He only does that when he can't think of anything to rhyme because it just comes
it
so easily.
It never gets unfunny, though, dude. Yeah. I think it's hilarious how there's like one whole album, Ottoman Recording Hell, like every song is just devoted to how Rake takes it up the ass
Don't
by
remind.
Big Black Dick.
Big Black Dick.
Rake escaped a lot of the new one.
Yeah, I know. There's only two songs like Rake is a Flaming Faggot Fuckhole.
speaking of Big Black Dick, can I ask a question about an important social problem in America? Okay, listen to
Public
me.
Service.
Okay, now, a friend of mine has this problem. She's an African-American registered nurse. She's a health care giver. Now, as you know, we have the baby boomer generation, and, they're getting old. A lot of them are approaching senility and have Alzheimer's disease. So one of the major jobs in America for health care givers and RNs is visiting the homes of the sick, the elderly, people with Alzheimer's disease,
hospice.
and administering care. Now
where do the
these
big
people,
dicks come in?
Okay, these people are from a generation where African Americans did not have civil rights. It was a time when racism was very prevalent. So
come on,
the problem is this. So she's a 25-year-old African American woman going into the house of the elderly senile. Now when they see her being senile, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is the N-word. And as she's caring for them, feeding them, changing their clothes, wiping their asses, they are just spewing forth these horrible racial, every bad thing you can imagine.
Dude,
now
people they don't even know what the hell they're saying.
They don't know what they're saying. Dude, they think it's 19. They think it's 1920.
You rotten Nissan.
Now she's a well-educated woman. She has her degree and everything, and she said, well, you know, I'm better than this, and I understand that these people have a mental ailment, and I'm stronger than this. But, dude, she called me up last night. She's like, Joe, I can't take this anymore. I don't know what to do. And the question I'm posing to our listeners, if you're via telephone and you have any experience in this, if you can offer her any advice, please do.
Call 877-PORNBAG if you want to give any advice.
Kill Whitey or take the abuse.
You
call.
Dirty Nissan. I went to Ticonderoga for me.
Right.
Ticonderoga.
Why my ass? Shut up.
Nissan!
Yeah, in the meantime, we should call Ryan Dunn, flipper of automobiles, and find out where the fuck he is with their Lamborghini. Dude.
We should. Yeah.
I guarantee he's not there yet.
You know what we should do right now? Jess just gave me the remix of Gay Fags, dude. And it is brilliant.
I can say that with a straight face.
And this is actually going to go on. We're making a special copy for Christmas of the best of Narkill. So check out Raycon.com pretty soon. And FanMargera.com, and you'll know all about it. They're not done yet, but I'm saying 2 weeks it'll be out, so keep that shit updated. But for now, this is Gay Fags by Narkill.
Thanksgiving
of
28
night. Faction.
Matt Dice.
I'll rip your ass every day and eat a cheese. Watch me at the family fun center. I'm in a slip and slide. I'm naked as shit and I'm sliding inside 10 motherfuckers with a dick 10 feet wide. Well, they'll fuck me in the middle of a flight in bad fucking weather. My tape measure will divide how much pleasure I can hide in my head.
Radio Banner. I'm Serious 28 Faction.
That's my favorite song. My favorite Narkill song, and it's busted on me. That'd be like a Slayer's new
Rick's
album. My
favorite Narkill song is just about him getting taking it up the ass and sucking it, fucking, and fuck me in the middle of a flight in bad fucking weather.
But I can't not, dude, it's such a good song. You can't not jam to it.
Dude, my favorite part is wow, wow, wow.
Over and over.
Wow, wow, wow.
Bend me over. I want to say fuck me tonight. And if you're a man, my ass ain't tight.
What does it mean? What does that
Could
mean?
At least said it
so
is
So that's
tight.
The remix, and you'll only get it on Narkill. We're only printing up like 1,000 of these motherfuckers and selling them on Raycon and BamMargera.com.
Well, that
so,
means I don't get one.
So
great.
Get it out, dude.
Yeah, something new.
And the artwork is incredible, dude.
Fuck.
That meth bitch, dude, it's so good.
Oh, God,
oh my God, it's fabulous.
We got to find her again, dude.
Have you ever seen... dude. Dico, have you ever seen Silent Hill?
Yeah, I played the game, too.
That was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, Dico.
There's worse than that, dude.
What? What is worse than Silent Hill?
Aaliyah, Queen of the Damned?
No, that's my favorite movie,
that's
Bam Margera!
That's a pretty okay movie.
I like the, I don't know.
Oh, no.
The way it was filmed.
The new Superman.
Dude, I was so into the Silent Hill in the beginning. Like, I wanted to know why they were going there, what was happening. And then all of a sudden, the walls started turning to blood and demons were coming out and all this shit. And then the girl, after she escaped from the demon hell house turning into blood, she actually looks at the cop girl and goes, "People used to say this place was haunted." Boy, they were right. I was like, oh my God, how faggoty is that, dude?
That's
People
the worst.
Used to say this place was haunted. I think that they were right. No shit, you were just getting attacked by demons and the walls were turning into blood. And then, you know what I mean? Like, no fucking shit.
I think these guys are trying to kill us.
You know what? The worst movie is Eye of the Beholder. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Who plays Obi-Wan? In the Star Wars, the new ones.
Alec Guinness.
Ewan McGregor. Right? That guy and
K.D. Lang. Is that a man or a woman?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
She's a lesbian. That's a lady?
She's a lesbian.
This movie sucks.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah. But it was? You need a microphone.
Oh. K.D. Lang.
K.D. Lang. A microphone for the Brandywine Eagle?
Hey, Vose, I got to ask you a question. Here, put this on. What do you do for a living? Because every time I come over here, you're drunk in the fucking hot tub. This is the first night of the year. It's too cold to be in the hot tub. What do you do?
Well, you just pretty much laid it out right there.
Dude, he hibernates in the
drunk.
Room. He reads books, plays the guitar, smokes cigarettes, and then when I asked him, I say, yo, Brandy Wineo, can you get me a drink out of the fridge? And he goes, no!
What
do it.
No!
Dude, all I know is this. You know, April put a lot of time and effort into making the Hobbit Hole into a recording studio. Single-handedly, fucking Vosey here turned it into an ashtray. The whole fuck, every flat surface in the fucking thing has your goddamn cigarette
box. But it looks like a real recording studio.
Yeah,
now.
That's a working environment.
Well, you got me there.
Has anyone gone into his room?
I don't waste skill and time on housekeeping. Come on.
Yeah,
so if April got on me enough, I would definitely
it's
clean
it. It's though. I asked Rich Voss. I'm like, man, that Gay Fags remix, that guitar is awesome. Did you do that? And he's like, I can't remember.
I think Jack did in the blackout.
Well, dude, if you just hear like a random riff, you don't know who played it.
Which best of Narco is going to be awesome, dude. I can't wait. I think I'm going to put a bonus... Ottoman recording hell on there, too.
Where's Boner Boy Novak tonight?
Rehab. In jail.
I talked to him today. He just like came out of court and he was like, dude, it drives too long to come up there.
What?
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Oh my God. This is the greatest story ever. I was golfing today with Dunn and we were waiting for people in front of us to finish up, so we were just kind of dorking around and doing nothing.
Dorking around.
Hanging out in front of Wawa, smoking cigarettes.
I started doing the Happy Gilmore drive, and I was like, what if like you were all cocky and you never like you're playing golf with like your lawyers and stuff, or just anybody who doesn't know your personality yet, and you're just like, all right, boys, time to step away and let the men play. And then you do a Happy Gilmore thing, and I was going, fucking boom! And when I would hit the ball, and I would say boom, like, fucking boom! And we were doing it, and Dunn was just laughing so bad. Then he does one, and he goes, fucking boom! It just cuts a left line drive right into a fucking house. And Tattersall, the golf carts have... navigation, like they could tell where you are on the course at all times.
Yeah.
So they go, "Did you guys happen to hit a house when we were done?" And we're like, maybe. They're like, "Well, you know, the navigation said that you were at hole number 7 when the house got hit." And I was like, "Yeah, it was probably us." And then he goes, "Did you say like fucking boom or something?" it's possible. Say it more than once, and then Dunn just goes, "Well, I mean, we're not saying yeah, but then again, we're not saying no." They laughed it off. I mean, if you hit a house in Tattersall, they have insurance to cover it.
Jesus,
but like the guy on the deck of the house actually happened to hear us fucking boom. Like, what if he thought that we were just like, just cocky motherfuckers who thought we were so good at golf, like, check this shit out.
Right before it whaled his house.
What if you hit him?
Tell me about Lennon yesterday.
Oh, God, what happened?
We went to Stadium Grill.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
And at Stadium Grill, you say your name and whatever, and we're just, when the food's getting delivered.
Oh, okay.
So we just hear,
John Mark Carr, your order's ready. John Mark Carr.
John Mark Carr, your order's ready. John Mark Carr.
You know, the guy who claimed that he killed John Mark Carr, but he just wanted to get out of Thailand. Dude, right. Lennon is obsessed with John Mark Carr.
He is?
His computer says, I am John Mark Carr. He has to say John Mark Carr.
Jeez. That's funny because when I borrowed his computer, it was packed full of naked pictures of Jessica Alba.
And he'll just fit it in everything like yeah, your car's messed up. You're gonna need a new John Mark carburetor.
Dude, don't even start.
Lendon is so fucking weird.
John Mark what if he ends up moving to Thailand? That'd be pretty funny.
Lendon is so normal, he's weird.
Yeah.
Like, he's the most normal human being I know. So normal, in fact, that he's fucking strange, dude. But yeah. I love having him around.
Did you ever spend more than an hour at Deco's house, Franz?
More than an hour? Yeah.
Did you ever notice that he does shit to just fuck with you? Like he'll have a Kansas City Chiefs helmet up on top of the TV, and you'll blatantly notice it because you've been looking at the fucking TV for hours. Then when you get up to take a piss, you'll sit back down, and there'll be an Eagles helmet. It's like, well, wait a minute. I could have sworn that there was a Chiefs helmet. Did you switch it? Like, what are you talking about?
Nah,
about
man.
The picture. Oh, yeah. Tell him about the picture. This is great.
There's a picture in my bathroom of, like, just this big waterfall I went hiking at, and I'm in front of it. Then just to fuck with you, like, because you'll go in there, and then you'll probably be drinking or something, and you see this. Oh, he's got a picture of a waterfall. Then I'll wait a couple hours later after I use the bathroom. The exact same picture, I switch it. It's behind the other picture, and it's just two houses I photoshopped in front of it, so it looks like they're at the bottom of the world. Everyone's like, wait. The picture. That fucking picture's different.
Where do you get the time?
Because it's right at the toilet. So when you're pissing, the only thing you see is Deco just standing with a smile in front of his face and with a water ball behind.
You'd never hang
and
a picture
when
there.
When you sip on like four more beers, you go back to take another piss, and then you see these two houses, and there's no Deco. It's like, wait a minute. I could have the funny Deco in the waterfall.
No, dude. The funniest pissing. The funniest pissing joke that anyone ever pulled was your mother, Bam, and she didn't realize it. You know, she's real into this whole Titanic thing, so she has the whole bathroom done up with Titanic shit, and she has this porthole with a mirror. Okay, which is hung up. Now, she obviously wouldn't know this because she's not a guy. She doesn't stand when she pisses, but it's hung at the perfect place so that you can see your cock.
I wondered that too. Every time I piss at Abe's house, I'm just like,
you're staring at your cock.
I'm taking a piss, I'll just be browsing around, and then there'll just be this small rectangular mirror, like perfectly aimed right at my dick.
Is that the one downstairs?
What are you browsing for in there?
Just like, you know, when you piss, you just look around the room.
That's awesome. Funniest thing.
At least now you know what she's got to see, you know, or what it would look like in prison if that happened to be you on the other side.
But Deco loves to fuck with people. Deco, what did you do? What was the story over at Rake's house?
He fucks with my dad with
the picture,
all the time.
You replaced the picture?
The picture? Time at a party years ago, I stole these people's picture off their, just one of their family pictures. I just took it. And then I came home and put it on Ted's dad's piano where all the family pictures are. Like a week later, his dad's like, Where the fuck are they?
He got all fucking
up. He's like, I don't know any of these fucking people.
It was in a frame and everything. It just blended right in.
It's the whole Raekwon family tree, dude.
No,
of like 100 years of all the Raekwon family lineage, and then there's these total fucking strangers in the middle.
Yeah, there's like an Alki on one. He's all red and shit.
The bad.
They don't look anything like him. But the best one, I was in Frank's nursery.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Frank.
This one's good.
Rest in peace, Frank's nursery.
But I just happened to walk by these giant pine cones. I mean, they were real pine cones, but they were the size of a football. And Ted's dad knows everything about his yard and what's going on and what squirrel is eating from what plant, you know? And he fucking... So I bought these three pine cones.
They were giant.
I scattered them throughout the yard, and his dad was like, it's a fucking modern miracle creation. I found fucking... Look at these fucking pine cones.
Look at these fucking
pine cones. And he like brought them in. He was like, it's fucking incredible. Blah, blah, blah. No, and he had them like up on the mantle all night. And then one day I kept asking him about them to bring them up to make him talk more about them. Then finally he was like, huh. He's like, I don't know where they came from.
As a matter of fact, you probably did it. You probably had some fucking scheming plan to fucking put them there and trick me. As a matter of fact, I know you did it. Like, you just changed and turned right on me.
Did you ever put the dead bird in?
Never.
I
never did it. I never did
it. You don't know who did it?
I never did it.
My brother still hates it.
Dude, ArtWeb 1986 still thinks that you did it.
Oh, I know. I always argue with them.
They didn't talk for months.
You put a fucking dead bird in my fucking mailbox.
I used to have to meet with Brandon in the driveway.
I think that you did do it, but you're just it's been 10 years now, so you're just going to stick with the plan of saying
that's an understandable story. Well, you have to wait till I'm on my deathbed.
Is
see if I confess
some PSP shit?
Well, not like
your last dying words. Dico's ready to die. Dico, any last words for your life? I put the bird in the 1986.
I fucking knew it.
I'm gonna tell you,
Rake, it is so much like your brother to fucking hold a grudge like
no,
that.
No, he had a grudge.
I know you fucking did it. Remember the time he beat up Buddy Bill?
Oh yeah, that was great.
Buddy Bill has some incredible news. Can we get Buddy Bill on the line a little bit?
No.
Oh, Buddy Bill is fighting at Cahoonaville.
Let him. Oh, yeah.
Are you going?
No, I can't go.
What day?
The arcade auction's end. But
all right, well let's.
We gotta go.
We should call Ryan Dunn as well.
What, that Ultimate Fighting?
Fuck, I forgot.
Wait, what are you talking about? What is he?
I don't know. Right.
Play a song and call these people.
Play a song, I'll get
play Kill Hannah right now. This is the new Kill Hannah fucking rocks. It's track 10, and then we're gonna get either Buddy Bill or Dunn on the line. So
very good. Jesus.
28 Faction, let's get to work.
The year and
kids. Holy Lord, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banter on Sirius 28 Faction.
All right, so we're working on getting Buddy Bill right now. Yeah. All I know is that he is boxing at Kahunaville in Wilmington, Delaware on Friday. What's the date?
The 27th.
I want fucking front ring seats.
Oh, we're there,
bam,
man.
Bam, bam.
No, he'll tell you all the details. Is he on the phone?
Not yet.
Brand, how many things are wrong with Buddy Bill? He has all these fucking injuries.
Didn't he get all those aneurysms from doing all that booger sugar?
No, I thought he was dead.
He has severed arteries from the time he punched the window.
He has
pins in his foot.
He came over here. He hit the jump over there with the motorcycle so hard, ate shit, and then he hopped in his Jeep and flipped it over the backyard. A pickup truck. Then he pushed it back on the wheels and drove off. Buddy Bill.
Yeah, Buddy Bill.
Buddy Bill, how many lines into the evening are you?
Yo, it's Rake.
Who's up, fool?
Yo, Buddy Bill, I'm bringing all my friends. We want front ring seats to see you kick this dude's ass.
Buddy Bill, please.
I'm there,
please,
man.
Explain to us what is going on here. What's the story?
So this is not like Ultimate Fighter?
Okay, so I fucking go up to Kahuna and I get all fucking drunk up. I'm all fucking grogging around. I'm like, fuck, I could kick that motherfucker's ass. Oh, I want to kick that one.
Right.
You know, fights keep going on. I'm like, I don't know, six Captain Cokes into it. I'm like, fuck, right. I kick all these motherfuckers' ass. I was like, where the fuck I sign up? I think
you look the toughest in the picture, actually. Dude, there's a few goofballs in there.
Dude, Bill,
they're holding up their fists like this, and their faces are all just like,
wait, Bill.
Buddy Bill, it's Rake, man. We're going to be chanting your name so hardcore in the thing. Like, Buddy Bill! Buddy Bill!
I'm going to have that place
packed. I heard you quit smoking. I heard you quit smoking for this fight.
I'm smoking right now.
Yeah.
I smoke like two a night now. I've been chewing off on the cigarettes. I don't think I bought a bag in probably 2 weeks.
Buddy Bill, tell us where you're fighting and like what it is. So
let me get this straight, Buddy Bill. You were at Kahunaville. You were drinking. You saw Ultimate Fighting, and then you thought to yourself, "I could do this." And then you challenged one of the fighters. Is that what happened?
No. I was like, maybe the second Captain Cook into it. I'm like, fuck. I'm watching this dude get his ass kicked. I'm like, man, I'll fucking kick that dude that's winning. I'm like, fuck this. And then, the third fight, fourth Captain and Coach, I'm like, motherfucker, I kicked that motherfucker's ass too. It just got even better after each Captain and Coach. I was like, fuck this, I'm fucking ready to just kill people in the crowd.
But at what point was a deal for a fight set up? I'm not sure. That's part of the story.
That's their whole bar thing. That's their thing. You fight people, like real people fight each other, and everyone comes to drink and watch.
So there's a ring in the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, Buddy Bill, can you get Bam plus 10 in there?
I got probably maybe 60 tickets still on me.
60 tickets?
Did you? Are those real tickets or did you print those?
Do you have to pay for the tickets? Are you selling the 60?
No, I got a pretty boxing promoter back like a couple days.
Well, tell Kahunaville, tell the fucking bar. Viva La Bam wants to. The whole crew wants to come.
Buddy Bill, haven't you been in enough fights in your life? Like, is this the same Buddy Bill that got kicked out of Pennsylvania, moved to California, got kicked out of California, moved to Texas? Utah.
Is this the same Buddy Bill that moved to Phoenix from California because he got? Is this the same Buddy Bill that went back to Pennsylvania when there's only three states he's banned from?
Yes.
And he went back.
Yeah, what do you do?
No, it's a different one, man.
Is this the same Buddy Bill that is the world's undisputed parking garage fighting champion?
Is it? Motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, alley champion of 15 North Alleyway?
Actually, you lost that.
Now, remember,
you punched me in the head.
That was Buddy Bill. Buddy Bill, remember the time? Remember the time that you were the only dude that brought three girls to the fucking sausage and meatball party over Deco's house? And then you got beat up by Art Webb.
Yeah.
That was some fucking bullshit. It was a testosterone fucking crap in that house. I heard him trying to come storming down the stairs with fucking dude. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I bring in the girls, Rake's like, woo woo woo. And next thing you know, everyone just focused on the girls and girls. was like, ah!
Buddy Bill left the house with, he brought girls over, got his ass kicked, and then was like, well, he didn't really get his ass kicked, but he got punched a couple times and was like, fuck you, that's the last fucking time I bring girls over a house, you fucking faggot. Yeah. I bring girls over and get my ass kicked. Yeah. You faggot! He marches down Neil Street screaming.
You could hear him all the way.
Faggot.
No, bam, all the way into town, all you heard was, faggot! And then far the way, faggot!
I didn't remember all these fucking details.
A mile away, he was still screaming.
And the funny thing is, the funny thing is that Buddy Bill, you know, he got punched a couple times by Rake's brother, Art Webb, 1986. Now, Art Webb, 1986, busted his hand on Buddy Bill's head.
And it never recovered.
And it never recovered. He was bragging about beating you up for 9 months while his wrist was in a cast.
No, I'm definitely gonna be there, Bill. Dude, on the 27th.
Dude, I'm gonna be in the front ring, dude.
Yeah,
Buddy Bill, I got a question though, real quick. What video game were you playing when you had the mannerisms that time?
No, I was watching a movie. I did a couple rails the night before, and this bitch dumped all the shit all over the shag carpet. This is in Utah, and We had two fucking Miller Lights. Next thing I know, I go up and take a piss. The next thing I know, I wake up on a fucking bathroom floor, like with piss all over me, and I was seeing like I could see like two colors, like greens and like kind of whites. And then I lifted my head up and just fucking fell back out, passed back out. That was some scary shit, but
yeah. Well, there you have it, Buddy Bill, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey! The 27th fight of the century,
Buddy Bill. How many rounds you fighting?
Three rounds, baby.
Three rounds, three minutes?
Dude, we're gonna... After the show, I'll fucking meet up with you. I got all these flyers, you know, laugh your ass off. I'm the only one with no shirt on.
You got no shirt on? They're gonna see that horrible dragon tattoo. Jeez!
Phil, I'm advertising the fight as of right now.
At those fighting matches, people like bring those big posters and shit or like whatever to make something up.
Dude, I'll make you a poster.
No, those things that you hold up. Like,
yo, Buddy Bill, are you gonna have a .com spray painted on your back while you fight like everyone does nowadays?
Yeah, do it. Brandon, put a .com on his back.
That's just make
ridiculous. How about johnmarkcarr.com?
Somebody up and throw somebody else in that fucking ring when I get rid of the other fool in like 30 seconds. Everybody else is getting gripped the fuck up.
All right, Buddy Bill, we're going to be there. Right now we're going to play a song. This is Hardcore Superstar Hello Goodbye. They're from Sweden. And then we're going to come back and talk about some more shit and talk to Ryan Dunn. So let's hear it.
Dirty
Faction.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
His name, I just looked up his name.
What?
Whoa.
It's a Ravens player.
Oh, is that the guy that...
That's when you guys see Kuz go.
So,
fucking
Novak. And I know Matt Dice is listening, so shout out to Matt Dice.
Oh, Matt. So my friend has this problem where she's an RN, and she goes to the houses of the elderly, senior citizens.
A registered niece.
Now, they have Alzheimer's disease, and, you know, she's a 25-year-old RN, an African-American, so... These people are from
a time. Is somebody on the phone?
These people, yeah, and these people.
Let's talk to them.
These people are from a time when, you know, racism was prevalent in the United States. I mean, African Americans didn't have the right to vote, and now they say all these horrible racial things to her as she's caring for them. She doesn't
let's
know what to
talk
do.
To them.
Yeah,
call her.
Let's talk more dicks. Get someone on the phone.
Call her.
Yeah.
Okay. What should my friend do? And what's your experience in the matter?
My mother's actually a registered nurse.
And how does she handle this?
What the hell is going
on? It's actually pretty widespread. I want to say it's not limited to just African Americans. There's anyone at that age who's suffering from a disease that's, you know, as bad as Alzheimer's and stuff. Is she just limited to working in those atmospheres only, or is she working in hospitals or what?
It's fucking Philly.
hospitals, but her primary role as a caregiver is going to the houses of the elite elderly. These people have a lot of money. There's a lot of, Jewish people. You know, she goes to the house of a lot of rich Jewish people, and
the industry's huge for the independent health care, for those who go out to actually, you know, go to the homes and whatnot, but she's almost kind of asking for it if she's interested in, you know.
Are you blaming the victim, caller?
I'm blaming Jews.
Is a woman sucks. Is a woman who has been raped asking for it? Excuse me.
Yes. Come on. Just help the old fuckers and get on with it.
If she's getting abused, you know, racially and whatnot, I'd say either switch where she's going and go elsewhere.
No, that's the thing. She's like on her like 70th client. It's every time she goes
into... Are you
into
serious?
Every time she goes into a house, oh, there's the N. Oh, come here, N. This N is here to steal
Nissan.
The
silver.
Dude, she should just pick up a new job, I guess.
Well, I mean, is the money worth it? Is the money worth it to her, what she's doing?
If you pay me that much, you call me whatever
you
want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Call me whatever you want.
She's trained herself to do this specific job. She didn't realize that this was a widely spread social problem.
Well, because my mom's making Jack doing the same thing. And
what do they call her?
Well, Nisa.
I mean, it's still the same thing. I mean, she's a registered nurse, but I mean, she'll do the house calls. But part of her,
well, what do they say
that she had to go to the homes and also the retirement communities and whatnot. And minus the racial slurs, they were just as abusive, and some that were physically abusive also. So it wasn't really, you know, anything to do with race.
The kind
they
of
were also
trying to
knock her teeth out. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that call's getting heartfelt.
Well, on that note, people.
Wow, I learned something from that. It's fucking
Jesus.
Ignorant, man. People are ignorant.
Okay, thanks, caller. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, take care.
Later. See ya.
I mean, you don't call them a Nissan when they're standing a foot away. I mean,
I'm so lost of what just happened. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Gee, because you take fucking 80 Klonopins when you show up. Of course you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Damn right.
Why is G always in a daze when he does the show?
He's in a daze when he wakes the fuck up.
God, here we go again.
Okay, remember last week how G shut the show off because he kicked the goddamn cord out of the wall?
Yeah.
This week, 15 seconds before we were on air, I turn around and look. His bag, if you notice, his camera bag
on
right now is right on the cord.
It's guarding the cord.
But... Dude, you almost did it again this week. I had to push the goddamn cord back in the wall.
Why don't Shiku sit over here from now on?
Okay.
Let's keep him away from the cord to the radio because you unplugged us off of air and it took us 15 minutes to get the fuck back on.
That makes a better show, though.
Dude, I want to say. How did they make it a better show? Why did they get kicked the fuck off the air and then they played a song that they probably didn't even want to listen to? Because of G.
I'll sit in the shithole over there.
My book bag is gleaming the cord.
Yo, I want to say hi to my friends, Brian and Steph, but I...
Lotto. They just got married, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's...
If you can see Deco's face right now.
I took it off of you, Gene. I'm getting ready to
hammer
your
ass. On that note, I want to say welcome to Halloween Adventure to the West Coast Shopping Center. Glad they did something with Frank.
I want to say what's up to Anthony from the Cigar Shop and Mike Malasek.
The funny thing is, Matt Cole said that he's been sitting here chain smoking the whole show, waiting to get that in.
Yeah, I'm done now. put my headphones down.
I want to say what's up to the West Coast Shopping Center and all the Kmarts of North America.
Yeah, ODB, that song.
Dirty, like, say what's up to fuck.
No. I just got 35 minutes of Matt Cole's secondhand smoke just for him to get that in. I hope you assholes appreciate it. Have a happy fucking marriage.
No problem. Marines, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to myself.
Myself.
Big Baby Jesus. Wait. Big Baby Jesus. I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that. I can't wait. Big Baby Jesus. I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that. I can't wait.
Big Baby Jesus. I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that. I can't wait.
Now,
to hear that song.
Are you? Yeah. It's like, I'm going to give a shout out to myself.
Yo, can we see if New York has that song? I'm dying to hear it. What's it called?
Big Baby Jesus, I can't wait. Is it called I Can't Wait?
Heck, somebody call in if you know the name of it.
It's off the album Nigga Please. Nigga, and it's track two, I believe.
Do you guys have Alzheimer's because you're using the N-word?
Big Baby Nissan. Jesus.
No,
I
we're
can't
saying
wait,
Nigga, and it's a part
I
of it.
Can't wait.
Excuse me.
Nigga.
Big Baby Nissan, I can't wait.
Look at the rules. No, it's part of a funny sentence. I can say it.
What's the name of that song?
Just don't say it.
What do they think of now?
Isn't the song called Nigga Please?
You just said it again.
The album's called Nigga Please, and I think it's track two.
Stop confusing us with
well,
Jimmy Rachel.
It's so good, dude.
At least Alzheimer's.
He gives a shout out to, like, nobody important at all. Like, I want to give a shout out to the submarines, the Army Air Force Marines, you know what I'm saying?
The Moose Lodge 896.
Submarines?
Dude, Jess got a membership to the fucking Moose Lodge.
Oh,
right there on Church?
Dude, we got.
If you're there, why not go to like Ryan's Pub or
your brother has way too much free time, dude. Whenever I come over, it's always like 3 p.m. Like, hey, Jess, what's going on? He's in his bathrobe. Like, dude, I just got up. Like, it's 3 p.m, dude. Get up, brush your fucking teeth. Here's a vacuum.
You still
fucking
do that?
Floor.
The fucking Moose Lodge.
I'm going to the Moose Lodge, dude. We got Lendon.
We got to find that song, dude.
In the Moose Lodge? Don't you have to be a member to get in?
We're the voice of God should find the song.
Well, how did you get in?
Because I know people.
Oh, can you stay?
I know people.
Like, do they stay open till like 5 or something?
Nope. Everything that goes on there is all legit.
I have poison ivy on my dick.
Okay, I got you.
100%.
Yeah, I got you.
I got you.
100%.
Just don't say it in front of him.
Jess has probably got a fucking big fuzzy hat with bullhorns on it by now. I'm Grand Poopa up in this motherfucker.
The Moose Lodge.
Chico has fed the fuck up over here.
I love it, dude. I'm loving it. Cold, run wild.
I'm just... I just say Yingling fucking cannon, man.
Dude, Yingling is the worst beer ever, dude.
I like
it. Yingling is horrible.
It's so bad.
Your brother.
Yeah, dude, Jess and Shitbird are in love with it. Even the new Narkill album, the bird is holding a fucking Yingling.
Dude, when I was in college, I knew this dude who went to who lived in Pottstown. He's like, dude, you don't fucking understand. Pottsville, Yingling is the pride and joy of Pottsville. It's all we get, dude. Fucking buy local, sell local, and keep your economy local. We're like, fuck you, dude. We're getting Pabst Blue Ribbon, you faggot.
Fuck you, Turco. I'm getting Stella Artois.
Then you're going to make the Belgian people money, and then you're going to...
I don't care. I like it better. You could take your Yingling, and you could shove it up your pussy-ass ass, dude.
Thank
you. You
know what? If there's any pussies from fucking Pottsville listening who want to defend your shitty ass...
Yeah, if you're a bitch-made fuck from Pottsville, dude, call on in and defend your Yingling pussy-ass beer, and then have Shitbird agree with you.
It's got more...
I couldn't have said it better.
Shipper, give some shouts out.
I'd like to thank Premium, the Premium beer. That's good.
Now, here's the thing.
Premium what? Yingling?
Here's the thing about Yingling.
Why is the Premium cheaper than the regular?
Exactly. Yingling Premium beer. Premium meaning pre. The prefix of premium is prior, that therefore it comes first.
Look, I don't get into
premium.
I don't get into marketing strategies. I just fucking drink the beer.
Premium means the best, and it's the cheapest one out of they have.
You drink.
They have black and tan. They have lager. They have the Lord Chesterfield Ale.
Sucks.
Chesterfield Ale.
Lord Chesterfield sucks, and Yingling Pre-Cum is the worst.
Yingling Pre-Cum.
That beer.
How many dudes does it take to fill a can of that shit up?
Yingling Pre-Cum.
That's what Shipbird enjoys. He enjoys Yingling Pre-Cum.
You guys just oh, Jesus.
Let's take a break so we can get Shipbird a Yingling Pre-Cum because he's running low. He's got two sips left.
Everyone knows that ODB song.
This is Gaines and Jenna, and go to filthynote.com and get the new album because it is out. And it is fucking rad. Yeah. This is track 7. No one's gonna do it for you.
Radio Yingling!
Fan. 28.
Comes in a can.
April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
I want to give a shout out to my mom's cookbook. I want to give a shout out to Jeremy from Springfield. I want to give a shout out to
Uncle Matt's got a shout out list.
All right, I got
what's list your shout out? List?
Shout out of the week.
Oh my God!
I want to shout out to the band YMCA. Yo, what's up? And my buddy Kaz from New Jersey, who fell down in the fucking in the lobby drunk, and then when they tried to help him up, he said, "Don't make me look bad." And then my chocolate porch bunnies, that's black strippers, I know.
Oh, my God.
Ava Margera, Nana Citizen.
Oh, my God. Do you have Alzheimer's, perhaps?
Just a shitty cat
cat's ass that he has to watch.
You don't
all,
give a shout out. Shout out to
what? They just put that cat to sleep today.
Oh, whoops.
So you can't give a shout out to the cat.
I just fucking gave a shout out to a dead cat.
That is the most disgusting shout out list. I'm sorry,
Bobby. Matt Cole, do you realize that airtime is valuable?
Shit, man.
Look how fed up Franz is over there.
He's giving shout outs to dead animals.
Jesse's baby's name in with that other list?
I know. My buddy Carl. Some buddy. Black strippers on there. This innocent child.
And a dead cat. Sirius Radio is paying millions of dollars every minute for that fucking satellite up there, and he's giving shout-outs to dead animals.
Fucking inappropriate.
Matt, you just got me fired. Well, the king of shout-outs is ODB and Big Baby Jesus. I can't wait. We got it.
Play
it right now. Play it now. Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yo, Miami, yo, California, Northeast, West, and South, motherfucker. Yo, check this out, this is Dirt Dome. I'm here to make you scream. Big Baby Jesus, I can't wait. Yeah, fuck that, I can't wait. Big Baby Jesus, I can't wait. Yeah, fuck that, I can't wait. Baby Jesus, I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that, I can't wait. Fuck that feeling, this for a villain. Nigga, I want my Noah Allen. Make the rain down, snow and earthquake. That's what I'm saying, man. Play that music in your tongue. The cocaine got my tight mouth up. Nigga, I'm from the ghetto. How many celebrities from the ghetto?
Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
That was the Wu-Tang, Tang, Tang.
He did his own echo. That was awesome.
Dude, man. Give a shout-out to the Wu-Tang, Tang.
He's like, I'll give a shout-out to those niggas. Outkast.
I'm kidding. Who's them niggas? Outkast.
Submarines, that's the best.
I want to give a shout-out to Eskimos.
Eskimos.
I'm getting too old for this fucking shit, dude. I'm getting way too old for this. Dude, who was that?
That was ODB.
Does he have Alzheimer's disease? What is his problem?
Well, he died from fucking crack, so I'm sure that he was high as shit.
I love that guy. He's awesome.
Oh, he does a lot of PCP. That'll probably explain it.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to too much rap, but that is fucking
brutal. He was awesome.
You can't mix that shit with Hennessy, man.
That deserved an Oscar. And, oh, man. Or whatever. A Grammy. A Grammy.
An Oscar.
No, an Oscar. It's that good.
Let me just take another K-Pax, and then I'll make no more
K-Pax.
Let me make no more sense. I'll take another cake.
Yet another reason to listen to classical music.
Come on.
That was classical, wasn't it? Rap classical. There are some violins in there.
So, has anyone... You know what's funny is that Ryan Dunn, we still haven't had an update on him. Now that he has Bam's Lamborghini in his hands,
he shut the phone off.
Suddenly no one can find him. I wonder where he is.
If anyone sees a Lamborghini,
I would have checked the fucking odometer before he left.
He went down the odometer. He went down to Philly. He's cruising South Street.
I guarantee he's going to put on like 700-800-900 miles on that fucking thing.
Why?
You fucked up, Bam. You fucked up. You let Ryan Dunn drive your Lamborghini.
Probably at the body shop trying to get that shit fixed up before it breaks. Come on, man. Put some blue paint on that shit quick.
Bam's sweating.
Bam's sweating right now.
How many cars has Ryan Dunn flipped?
Flipped or wrecked.
Wrecked.
Yeah, because the ones that
flipped
are okay. Flipped.
Flipped
about three, and one was eight times, and I was in it.
Oh, and Jess.
Cars he wrecked, seriously, and some of them weren't even his. It was his random buddies. It's up to, like, at least 9 or 10.
Did he change the oil oil in, and some guy punched him in the face? Jess. When we were in high school?
And then he spray-painted Ryan Sucks on his car.
What?
No, his boss punched him in the face because there's this nice Corvette that he was working on at Faulkner. It was like the top of line Corvette at the time when we were in high school, and he totally took out the oil but forgot to put some in, and then just said, "Your car's all set, buddy." Like totally fucking ruined the car. So the boss just punched Dunn square in the face and spray painted Ryan Sucks on his Mustang. Not like a random young kid, like the boss of fucking. Where did he work in Newtown Square?
It wasn't Faulkner.
It was Vidian. Vidian Chevrolet.
The funny thing is...
Shout out to Vidian Chevrolet.
The funny thing is Ryan will probably owe up to the fact that he deserves it.
Oh, yeah, he will. He totally will.
He knows when he fucks.
Now,
up.
How many
he
flips does it. Total? Because I know that one car he flipped like
eight times.
And Jess flew out. Jess flew out and got life support. Right?
Stuff
like he was breathing on his own.
Leave it to G to bring up a fucking painful subject.
Well, hey, stating the facts. If that's the fact. What a dick.
G left such a major point. He flew out and got life support. Like, he flew right into a helicopter. No.
He flew out. He flipped out of the car and landed right into a helicopter and took him to the van.
Holy shit, what convenience. Another minute.
You got like...
G says the weirdest shit, man. Like, you'll be telling a story. He'll be like, oh,
poor
yeah,
G.
dude. I'll be like, yeah, dude, it's like, that's the night I got herpes. I mean,
dude, just got...
Bam beat the shit I've done that day, right?
So Jess got ejected from the vehicle.
He's trying to weasel out of it by making it worse.
That's the past.
Well, you just brought down the fucking show. Listen up, quiet. I'm
sorry. There's only a few more minutes left.
This show is a dying erection.
I'd rather hear about Ava and the strippers.
Bam.
The dead cat.
After the show's over, can you give me a ride home? Because I didn't bring my John Mark car. That's horrible. We can't end it on that. No. We need more shout-outs.
He's going on Larry King.
That's a pretty nice John Mark cardigan.
No!
No!
This is a pullover.
You can beat off crying while you're wearing that motherfucker.
Wait, so I'm
there's a perfect example. You can beat off crying.
Picture him beating off crying.
Wow.
Then just go back into the heart.
You know,
dude, I was thinking when Novak fucks those strippers that he loves and he has such a tiny ass dick, like, what if, like, the bitch didn't feel it one bit and he was just like, oh, yeah, take that dick.
You gotta be kidding me. No. Novak has gotten the following question. Is it in yet?
Yeah, right.
Well, then you just say you're a hot dog down the hallway,
dude,
bitch.
Steve-O, he does. He's like a two pump chump. He actually humped this girl for less than 30 seconds, and she was just laying there, and
pump,
she's like
pump.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, he's got
the worst.
She actually
he's
said
got,
you gotta be kidding.
He's gotten. Sucks. Are you kidding? And is that it?
No,
and dude. He yeah. has.
Is that
he,
it?
And he'll admit it openly. He has a list of the quotes he's gotten.
I used to stay at that guy's house, and everyone would ditch me in L.A. And Steve, I'd be like, God, come on, dude, let's party. You know, 7 days later, I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm
happened?
Ted's impersonation, dude.
He woke me up at least twice, like at different occasions. He's like, yo, Ray, wake up. I'm like, dude, we just got to bed. It's like 8 a.m. He's like, dude. I fucked this girl for no longer, like, 60 seconds. I'm like, you're waking me up.
Tell me
about that. Like, it was so urgent. He's like, dude, it was great. I'm like...
It's an old trick, man. If you got a little dick, you put your thumb on top of it when you're putting in so that they think it's bigger.
Yo.
Granted, they think your dick's got a fingernail on it, but whatever.
I wouldn't admit to knowing that trick.
Tell me about when you farted on the first time.
You know, I'm sitting here...
It works.
I'm sitting here looking at Matt Cole's shout-out list, and
it's so funny, too.
I can't get over on Matt Cole's shout-out list. It says, my chocolate... What's this?
Porch bunnies.
Black, and there's an arrow that says black strippers. What is this? Okay, what is the story behind this?
But it says Porsche without the E. It doesn't say Porsche.
Hey, Dico, you want to come over early tomorrow morning so we can watch some John Mark cartoons?
Yeah, jeez.
A friend of mine said black strippers, they call them Porsche bunnies.
We got to do golf shoot tomorrow.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, it's
nuts. I love it.
John Mark Carson Daly. John Mark Cardboard.
John Mark Johnny Carson.
John Mark Cardboard.
John Mark Rent-A-Car.
All right, let's play some Hell Train and then
fuck this shit.
No, seriously, let's go watch some John Mark cartoons.
No, yeah, those are mine.
Veins of Genesis CD on sale on FilthyNote.com.
Get it now, dude.
Check
it
and out. On that, you get to see Bam's latest video and making of. We
and,
love you.
And if you didn't know to spell Veins of Jenna backwards, be the first to find out what it says. See ya.
We're off to rocket every house. We're off to rocket the card of steel. We're little saints of precious dancing, taking the hits to a rocket beat. When it's a question of black or white, it's devil to some terrible skin. And we don't ask for faithful servants, all your companions for sin. From your night with guilt when coming, take the party crew. From your night with guilt when coming, look for all but death. Come on, roll for all but two.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.